Warning, content may cause spontaneous combustion. We are bringing the fire with three sizzling episodes a week. Spice up your routine with Fantasy Tuesdays, get cozy with bedtime stories on Wednesdays, and let Ashlyn unleash your wild side on Thursdays. Subscribe now to get alerts when new episodes drop, as things are about to get wicked.
Warning, this show may be highly arousing and distracting. Listener discretion advised.
Embrace your hidden desires as I plunge you into a world of darkness and delicious surrender. My stories will twist and turn, blurring the lines between fantasy and your deepest cravings. I'm Mistress Wicked Ashlyn, and I'll be your dom. Submit to my voice and your wickedest fantasies. Want to get to know the woman behind the mic? Visit wickedashlyn.com. Connect, play games, maybe even spoil me a little. Suck it if you want pegged by sexual creative. Baby, you will never believe what happened at work today, Yvonne said as she walked through her front door returning home from a long, surprising day at work. Yvonne's husband Leo was on the kitchen floor, laying on his back, trying to fix the bottom shelf of their pantry. What happened? Leo replied from under the pantry shelf. Yvonne walked into the kitchen, ready to tell her husband what happened at work. Where are you? Yvonne asked, looking for her husband. Down here, Leo replied, grunting as he was screwing a new bracket underneath the bottom shelf of the pantry. Yvonne looked down at the floor and saw Leo. She instantly got turned on seeing him laying on the floor, laboring with his upper half inside the pantry. She fixated on the bulge in his gray sweatpants as he continued to labor underneath the shelf. Tell me about work, Leo said, looking up at Yvonne standing by his legs. Yvonne, giving into her urge, got on her knees and pulled Leo's dick out of his sweatpants. Leo was caught off guard by Yvonne's immediate sexual attention so soon after getting home from work, but he definitely welcomed it, although he was trying to focus on fixing the shelf. Yvonne kneeled over the exposed lower half of Leo's body and started stroking his cock as she began to tell him what happened at work. So, it started out as a pretty normal work day, and sometimes the day seemed long, but so far it hadn't been too bad for a new job. Later in the day, I asked my manager if I could finish up my computer training. It was towards the end of the work day when I got on the computer. I'll say maybe an hour or two from when the store was supposed to close. And I ended up losing track of time since I was in the back office staring at the computer screen with the headphones. I didn't even realize the manager had already closed up the store before I finished up my training. And apparently he didn't realize I was still in the back office doing my training. He thought all of his employees had clocked out and left. So when I finished my training and took my headphones off, I could hear noises coming from his office. And guess what the noises were? Yvonne said excitedly as she spit in her hand and continued to stroke Leo's cock. Ha ha, your manager was in his office having sex, wasn't he? Leo said with a laugh, immediately followed by a moan brought upon by Yvonne's magnificent cock-stroking skills. That's a mild way of describing it. You won't believe this. He was in his office, getting pegged by his wife. I heard the whole thing. She was dominating him, and she was in there teaching him how to suck her strap on. I could even hear him gagging on it, Yvonne told Leo. Wow, Leo responded. Before Leo could respond further, Yvonne put her mouth down on his cock and started sucking it as if she'd been craving it all day. She moaned as she took Leo's long, thick cock deep into the back of her throat. Leo, continuing to enjoy this unexpected sexual attention, continued, damn, Yvonne, judging by how you're sucking my dick right now, I'm assuming you got really turned on by hearing your boss get pegged. Yvonne took Leo's cock out of her mouth, firmly locked her lustful eyes dead onto his, and bluntly said to him, I'm not gonna lie. I am so fucking horny right now. After hearing that at work, I can't stop thinking about pegging you. You have 15 minutes to get off this kitchen floor and go clean up in the shower. I'll be in the bedroom wearing my strap on, and I'm gonna peg the fuck out of you tonight. Well, say no more. Looks like I'll be getting the shower now, Leo replied. He got out from under the pantry shelf and headed toward the bathroom. Yvonne went into the bedroom, took off her work clothes, and stripped down completely naked. She quickly washed up in the bathroom connected to their bedroom, and she pulled out their bin of sex toys from underneath the bed and grabbed her strap-on harness. She grabbed the purple diddle that she normally uses in her harness and inserted it, then proceeded to put the harness on. She tightened the straps and stood in front of the full-length mirror, admiring how the harness lifted her butt and made it look even more sexy than it already was. She thought about how much Leo loves how her ass looked when she wears her strap on, and how he loves to bury his face in her ass when she wears it. Something about Yvonne wearing a strap on just drove Leo wild. Yvonne continued admiring her body in the full-length mirror and started stroking her purple cock, thinking about what she overheard at work. Thinking about how she heard her boss sucking his wife's strap on before she pegged him. Thinking about how wet she got at work as she listened in on her boss getting dominated. Underneath her harness, she could feel her pussy getting wetter and wetter as she imagined Leo on his knees in front of her, sucking that big purple cock that she was currently stroking. During their previous pegging sessions, Yvonne had asked Leo a couple times if he wanted to suck her strap on, but he seemed hesitant, so she never forced him to. She always tried to consider that maybe he wasn't something he was fully comfortable doing yet. Although she was completely open-minded, non-judgmental, and encouraging when it came to exploring sexual kinks together. She figured that with as incredibly satisfying kinky as Leo was, eventually it would happen. But tonight was different. Tonight, Yvonne was set on getting Leo to suck her dick. Not only that, but she was set on getting him to enjoy it, because what's the fun if both partners aren't enjoying it? Yvonne just couldn't stop thinking about hearing the sexy encounter between her boss and his wife at work, hearing her boss's wife order him to suck her cock until he got it right. She wanted to experience that hot scenario with her husband. I'm gonna make Leo suck this dick tonight, Yvonne thought to herself, and she stood in front of her mirror, seductively gyrating her hips and stroking her strap on. Every stroke pushed the base of the dildo up against her clit, heightening her arousal. She continued to watch herself in the mirror, stroking her long purple cock, turning herself on with her own erotic movement. As she stood in front of the mirror, stroking her strap-on cock while slowly thrusting her hips back and forth, Leo entered the room. Yvonne saw Leo, but she didn't stop what she was doing. Get on your knees and watch me, Yvonne told Leo, then bit and sucked on her bottom lip as she stared at him seductively. Leo, naked and fresh out of the shower, dropped to his knees and watched as Yvonne stood there gyrating her hips, caressing her silicone cock for him. Yvonne continued to put on the show for Leo, slowly making her way over to him until her strap-on was right in front of his face. She continued slowly stroking her cock, moaning as Leo kneeled in front of her stroking his. She saw his eyes fixated on her purple cock with a lustful gaze. She wanted to hold her cock up to his lips and slowly push it into his mouth until he let it go all the way to the back of his throat. After she did that, she would hold his head and guide him as he sucked her dick. But first, she was going to ramp up his desire and really get his libido surging. Hopefully then, she would have him right where she wanted him, right in front of her, with her dick in his mouth. You love how my ass looks when I wear this strap-on harness, don't you? Yvonne asked as she turned around and put her ass right in front of Leo's face. You know I do, Leo replied, letting out an exhale. I know you want to put your face in it, but tonight, I want you to reach around and hold my purple cock while you lick my asshole. Yvonne firmly requested as she bent over and pushed her ass into Leo's face. Leo buried his face in Yvonne's ass and reached around and grabbed her cock. Now stroke it, Yvonne told Leo. Leo started stroking her purple cock as he kissed and licked Yvonne's pretty asshole. Faster, Yvonne moaned. Stroke my cock faster. Leo started stroking Yvonne's strap on faster, turning them both on even more. Leo moaned into her asshole as he licked it. You love this kinky shit, don't you? She asked to Leo. Yes, Leo said, his face still buried in her ass. I'm gonna fuck your ass so good tonight. Are you ready for me to fuck your ass? Yvonne said. Yes, can you please fuck me now? Leo moaned into Yvonne's ass again, still stroking her purple cock. There's something I want first. Will you give it to me? She asked. Yes, whatever you want, Leo said. She stood up straight and turned around facing Leo, about to seductively caress her cock in front of his face once more. But before she could even get a chance, Leo grabbed it and started stroking again. "Well, look at you, just grabbing my cock and stroking it. Really turning you on, isn't it?" she asked with a grin. "Yes, it is," Leo said, licking his lips. "I'm gonna make you eat my pussy while I stand here and rub my purple cock on your face. But I think I'll just watch you stroke it," Yvonne said. Then she lowered her head and spit down on her dick to provide some lubrication while Leo continued to jack off her strap-on. She continued, yes. Stroke it like you want it to come in your face." Leo moaned while he stayed there on his knees stroking her cock. Seeing her in her strap-on was, as always, mesmerized him. So the longer he stoked her cock, the longer he could bask in her kinky allure. And the longer he could do that, the more it intensified his desire. "My cock needs more lube," Yvonne said as she started to gyrate her hips and thrust her purple cock through Leo's hand as he jacked her off. Leo spit in his hand and kept jacking her off. "No, spit on it," Yvonne said. "I want you to spit directly on my dick." Leo moved his mouth towards Yvonne's purple cock and spit on it without hesitation. "Good boy," Yvonne said, smiling. "Pretty sexy having your mouth that close to my cock." Leo put his mouth up close to Yvonne's dick and spit on again, choking her strap on faster and harder. "You're really into this, and that's turning me on even more. Are you ready to feel my purple dick in your ass?" Yvonne asked. "Yes, please," Leo replied. "You know that if you want it, you'll have to tell me more than just yes, please. I like to hear what you want me to do with it," Yvonne said with a smile. Leo, still on his knees, looked up at Yvonne and said, "I want you to get behind me and fuck me with your purple dick. I want to feel it fill my ass and thrust in and out." Yvonne licked her lips and smiled. She loved hearing Leo vocalize his kinky desires. "Before I fuck your ass, I need you to lube up my purple dick. Can you do that for me, Leo?" Yvonne said, biting her lip, ready to make her move. Leo turned around to go get the lube out of the dresser drawer. "No, no, my dear. Come back here. Get back on your knees," Yvonne said, pointing to the floor in front of her. Leo returned to his previous position and looked up at Yvonne as she positioned her dick right in front of Leo's mouth. "Lube my cock with your mouth," Yvonne said, as she softly pressed the tip of her strap-on against Leo's lips. Leo looked up into Yvonne's eyes for a brief moment, communicating unspoken strength and submission to his wife. Just a brief look. He then opened his mouth and allowed Yvonne to push her strap-on in. Her purple cock slowly went deeper into Leo's mouth as Leo looked back up into Yvonne's eyes, exhaling around her purple cock with arousal. Yvonne slowly, gently started humping Leo's mouth. She caressed the back of his head as she watched her cock go in and out, giving Leo instructions on how to suck her dick. Minutes passed, and she was savoring every second of this experience, as was Leo. "Do you like it?" Yvonne asked, noticing that Leo was choking his cock as he sucked hers. "Mm-hmm," Leo replied with a slight nod of his head as his lips were wrapped around her dick. "Keep sucking. Get it nice and lubed up for your ass," Yvonne said, as she started to increase the speed of her thrusts. Leo kept sucking as Yvonne increased the intensity of her thrusts. She grabbed the back of Leo's head and shoved her dick to the back of Leo's throat. She held Leo's head down on her cock until he started gagging. She released his head, and he pulled back, gasping for air as saliva dripped down his mouth and chin. "Oh, so this is what you want to do, huh?" Leo said, smiling as he wiped the spit from his face. "You want to face fuck me?" "I sure do," she replied with a dominant grin. "You want this purple dick in your ass, don't you? Suck it if you want pegged." Leo was turned on and wanted fucked. Normally, he might have initiated a power struggle just for fun that he would have eventually willingly forfeited for his own pleasure, but he decided to immediately submit to Yvonne's desire. After all, sucking Yvonne's strap-on was honestly turning him on. Leo put his mouth back on her cock without any resistance, and Yvonne grabbed his head and started fucking his face. "Open your throat and take this dick," Yvonne ordered, watching Leo gag on her cock. This was exactly what she desired. She thought about hearing her boss gagging on his wife's cock earlier at work, and now she was finally experiencing her husband gagging on her cock at home. She was overwhelmed with arousal. "I bet you'll like something in your ass while you suck my dick, wouldn't you?" Yvonne said as she thrusted her cock in and out of Leo's mouth. "You want a butt plug? Or a dildo? Better yet, wouldn't it be nice if behind you there was another woman? The strap on, pegging your ass while you suck my dick? How would you like that?" Leo moaned at the thought of another woman with a strap on fucking him as he sucked Yvonne's dick. It turned him on so much that he started sucking her cock faster and harder, slurping and gagging, showing her how much that thought turned him on. "Oh, you like that idea, don't you?" Yvonne said, smiling. "Well, I have an idea." She pulled her dick out of Leo's mouth and walked over to the foot of the bed and grabbed the bin of sex toys. She pulled out another dildo and pulled a suction cup attachment out of the bin and attached it to the base of the dildo. She walked over to the wall and then suctioned the dildo to the wall about 3 feet from the ground. "Crawl over to the dildo on the wall. You're going to suck it while I peg you," Yvonne commanded. Leo crawled over to the dildo to the wall. He was on his hands and knees, his ass eagerly awaiting her cock, and Yvonne positioned herself behind him and started to rub some lube on his asshole. "Are you ready for my purple cock?" she asked Leo as she slid a finger into his ass. "Yes, please," Leo answered, enjoying her finger while waiting to be filled with her strap-on. "Put your mouth on the dildo and start sucking. Close your eyes and imagine you're sucking another woman's strap-on," she said as she started to push the tip of her purple cock in Leo's ass. Leo moaned as he pulled his mouth on the dildo, envisioning the kinky portrait Yvonne just painted in his head. "Imagine one of your favorite porn stars in front of you wearing a strap-on, and I'm making you suck it while I fuck your ass. Does that turn you on?" she asked, pushing her cock further inside Leo. Leo moaned from the feeling of Yvonne's cock filling his ass, and also moaned from the thought of another woman's strap-on in his mouth. He sucked as Yvonne started fucking him faster and harder. "Suck that dick while I fuck you. Keep sucking that dick," Yvonne ordered as she fucked Leo's ass harder. Leo moaned with the dildo in his mouth as Yvonne's purple cock rubbed against his prostate, making his cock swell even larger. She reached forward as she pounded him from behind and grabbed the back of his head. She pushed Leo's forward onto the dildo as she pegged him, making the dildo go down his throat. She held his head for a moment to make Leo gag on the dildo in front of him. She released Leo's head and Leo pulled back, gasping for air. "You're gonna have to learn how to deep throat a cock better. You like being my little slut, don't you?" Yvonne asked Leo, still pounding his ass with her strap on. "Yes, I do," Leo said, breathing heavily and wiping the cock sucking saliva off his face. "Would you like to be spit roasted in real life? Me and another hot woman taking turns fucking your face and ass with our strap-ons?" Yvonne said as she reached under Leo and started stroking his long, thick, rock-hard, pre-coming cock. "Oh yes," Leo replied, as he was overwhelmed with the sensation of being fucked in the ass, jerked off, and thinking of two women fucking him with strap-ons. "That's what I like to hear. Now think about what it would be like if I pegged you while I let another woman suck your dick," Yvonne said as she picked up the intensity of her humping and stroking. "Ooh, that sounds so fucking hot," Leo moaned, getting closer to coming. "Keep sucking that dick on that wall while I fuck you and stroke your cock," Yvonne told Leo. "Picture a woman in fishnets and some sexy high heel boots making you suck her strap on as I fuck your ass. I know you'll love that because you're my kinky little butt slut." Leo put his mouth back on the cock, the wall, picture what his wife told him to, and continued to get excited by the thought of sucking another woman's strap on while his wife fucked him. Leo's cock was throbbing and oozing pre-cum, and she could tell he was getting closer to coming. Leo wasn't the only one whose sexual intensity was supercharged by all of this. Yvonne had already come twice just from fucking Leo's ass with a strap on. The sensation of the base of the dildo rubbing back against her clit with every thrust mixed with the kinky thought of spit roasting Leo, and plus still thinking about what happened at work earlier, had Yvonne's pussy comparable to Niagara Falls. Leo's balls were ready to explode. Getting pegged was making so much pre-cum come out of his cock, and Yvonne was using it as lube to reach around and jerk him off. His cock was ready to erupt. "Fucking come for me and keep that dick in your mouth when you do," she commanded, still pegging his ass and stroking his cock. She could feel the head of his cock swelling and knew he was getting ready to come. Leo let out a loud moan onto the dildo he was sucking as his dick shot out thick, hot, a load of cum on the floor underneath him. The release made him moan so loud the neighbors may have even heard it. "Ah, yes, that was good, wasn't it?" she said as she slowly pulled her strap on out of Leo's ass. As soon as it was out, Leo immediately lay down on the floor as the post-orgasm, post-pegging euphoria took full effect. "That was great," Leo said as he laid next to his puddle of cum on the floor, struggling to keep his eyes open. "Yes, indeed it was," Yvonne replied, smiling. "Looks like I pegged you so good that I just put you to sleep." She sat down on the edge of the bed, admiring her sexy, naked husband laying on the floor. She was so thankful to have a relationship where they could seamlessly indulge each other's desires. Started stroking her strap on once more as she looked at him, thinking of all the kinky possibilities and new fetishes they may have just unlocked with tonight's intensely gratifying exchange. Maybe her boss's wife could give her some ideas. Well, I hope you enjoy that story. If you would like to learn more about me as a mistress, visit wickedashlyn.com. And as always, keep wicked for me.